Hey guys, welcome to our Succulent Network podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to give you an important tips on how to propagate succulents from leaves. First of all, when choosing a location for your propagation, it's important to pick a place. You want the plant to get around 8 hours of indirect sunlight every day, while still being protected from the harsh light that comes around 12 or noon. When you begin your journey into succulent propagation, you will soon notice that the tiny babies come out from the tip of the leaf that was connected to the stem. One of the best ways to expand your succulent collection is by propagating your own plants, in this case with leaves. That way your collection will grow fast. So let's dive in. First of all, select the variety that you want to propagate. Try to pick a plant that has mature leaves as they propagate faster than younger plants. It is very important that the tip that is attached to the stem is intact when you snap it, because that is where the new plant will grow from. Even though the other parts of the leaf have a break or a scratch, it can still grow into a new succulent plant as long as the tip is intact. In some cases, you might be experiencing that the leaf simply won't grow into a baby succulent. In that case, it's highly likely that the tip of the leaf that you snap from the mother stem is not completely intact. You might want to check that. However, if you take a leaf that is damaged on the outer end of the leaf, it can still be propagated if the tip that was connected to the mother stem is still intact. So, our next step is very important. You need to air dry the leaves for 3 to 4 days before placing them in a soil so that the leaf can form a callus. It is very important that you air dry the leaves before you place it on top of the soil, so don't forget that. The callus forms a seal that helps protecting the leaf from absorbing too much moisture from the soil around them. If the leaf does not have a callus, it will absorb water and rot. We do not want that. Away from direct sunlight that will cause sunburn. When the leaves are calloused and ready, you can lay them on a flat, moist soil. Try to keep the soil moist by misting it every 3 to 4 days. When propagating succulents from leaves, it is important to be patient, because depending on the variety that you selected, it could take up to 3 to 4 months to form into a succulent. Eventually, the baby succulent will grow their own roots and the mother leaf will wither and die. When that happens, you should remove the mother leaf by twisting it. But be careful so that you don't damage the new roots growing from the plant. You want the plant them in an individual container or a small, shallow succulent container. If you decide to pick a small, shallow succulent container, you can enjoy them a bit longer as a smaller plant. I really hope this podcast has inspired you for your own propagation. And if you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe to our channel or join our email list for the latest tips and tricks that can help you grow your succulents to the fullest potential. See you in the next podcast. Bye.